Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, May 11th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and our goal is to encourage and perhaps challenge and certainly instruct in Bible teaching. Today's message is titled, From Generation to Generation. There's three scripture texts, Luke 1, verse 50, Hebrews 13, verse 15, and John 4, verse 24.
His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth.
Brooksine came home from our local Christian bookstore, told me of an interesting exchange of conversation she had with an employee there. She's going to share that story today.
Well, I often listen on the radio to the music of Keith and Kristen Getty, who co-wrote the popular song, In Christ Alone. They wrote that with Stuart Townend, and you may sing that in your churches. I enjoy it. I especially appreciate the Gettys for the rich lyrical content of their songs based upon sound theological doctrine, and I also appreciate their simplicity in musical composition, so I thought I'd look for some of their music in the bookstore. As I was looking in the music department, I noted that there was one lone hymn book. I asked the sales clerk, who was probably about 30 years in age, "Don't you have any other hymnals to offer?" He said, "Well, we really don't stock hymnals anymore." We continued in conversation, and I concluded our visit with this suggestion. It would be nice if you could offer more variety in hymnals for those who enjoy the hymns. Well, he looked at me, and he said matter-of-factly, "Do I get the distinct impression that you're not into praise and worship?" Well, it didn't take but a second for me to process such an incorrect impression, and I responded, "I am very much into praise and worship. I worship God in the contemporary music, but I also praise God in the hymns that have been written over many generations. I like to sing the hymns that George Washington might have sung, the songs that Isaac Watts penned hundreds of years ago, and I also like to sing the songs that God is giving to his people today." Well, I'm not so sure he was prepared for my honest response. I was also kind. I was not rude when I said it or how I said it. But it was important for me to correct the false impression of some believers today who think that praise and worship has only been created over the past generation.
Really, over the past 10 or 15 years. Well, after Brooksine told me about the conversation, I've given it further thought. We are part of the great church of God, comprised of believers from every generation. Should Christ tarry, there will be generations who follow us who will likely see our music and worship styles as primitive or old-fashioned. I acknowledge the validity of different styles of music in our worship services, the composition, the instrumentation, and the singers themselves. I confess that I get a bit agitated when a church or particular group of believers feels that their choice of songs or their delivery style is the only right way to worship God. Brooksine came across a blog post by a fellow by the name of M. Morrison today that makes this comment regarding worship, and I quote, "Our worship involves not only what we sing or how we sing it, but how we work, how we drive, what we choose to watch on television."
Well, there's a great deal of variety in songs that are selected for worship services. And this is a big job. I do this weekly, and it's I always pray about this because I want to provide what God wants for his people. But I do like to see scripture in our songs, adoration and praise, thanksgiving, songs that teach of God's attributes, songs that call us to obedience and prayer, songs that convict us of sin. I also like simple melodies so that people who are untrained musically, which is by far the majority of congregations, I like it so that they can remember the song after they've left the service with no instrumentation and no praise team there with them, so that they can sing or whistle the tune or think about the words as they go about their day. One of the difficulties that we have in our churches today is the lack of repetition due to the vast number of songs that we choose from. So it's harder to learn and memorize music in our churches today than it was in previous years. In addition, I like to see the congregation participating in worship rather than being sung to by a praise team or choir or whomever is leading in worship.
Well, today let us hear the words of our Lord. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. Whatever expression we may use, let us worship God in spirit and in truth, and seek to glorify him in our musical preference and our various styles of worship. Indeed, let us worship the Lord generation to generation.
Let's pray together. Father, each generation has a chosen people, a royal priesthood, who declares your praises to a lost and dying world filled with darkness. We are a peculiar people in that we praise you in the good times and we praise you in the bad times. That's how we show forth our praises of you who has called us out of darkness into your marvelous eternal light. It is through Jesus, therefore, that we continually offer to you, our Father, a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips that confess Christ's name, and the fruit of our lives that prove our words to be genuine. It is in our Savior's name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. We, again, are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. And our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Tuesday, May 11th, 2010. We do have several photos on the site today, not necessarily any of them relating to the music. Our first photo today I just thought was interesting. Our friend Doris High took a photo of a church service in a truck or chapel. Probably very different than where we worship, most of us, on Sundays in regards to how our churches look. It's a former converted truck trailer. We also have a couple of agricultural photos from our area today that I find interesting because I like agriculture. But let me share our supplemental resources today. Our theme has been that praise and worship music has been written by and for all generations. And we posted today two songs written, from best I can determine, about 350 years ago, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, and O Worship the King, written about 200 years ago, and then two songs written by, at least in part, Keith Getty. From what we can determine, In Christ Alone, that Brooksine referred to, was written in 2001, and then a song we've been singing in our church the last couple of weeks called Every Promise, written in 2005. So we do enjoy music that is being written now, as well as music that was written many generations ago. And it's our conviction, and it really is a conviction, that the church does well to include both types in their song services. Well, Brooksine, did you have another note? I guess she's going to write something. But thanks for joining us today. It's a joy to serve the Lord. And we know our readers and our listeners come from all generations, and that's gratifying as well. We know there are people that are quite aged that listen to our material and read our work, and there's also young people that do so, and that's something we strive for. Have a blessed day, and continue to serve the Lord faithfully.